The Gemara Masech, the site of the Yudches, Amin Aleph, by Rava, Rava asked the question, Hishka Basiv, if a Kayan, when he gives the site to drink the Mayim HaMemorim, instead of having a drink out of a cup, had a drink out of a sponge. They sponged up the Mayim HaMemorim, they soaked up the Mayim HaMemorim, and that's how they squeezed the water into her mouth. Mahu, what would be the din? And there are mefarshim, many mefarshim that learn that actually the Gemara is asking two questions. And the Gemara is asking as follows. And if you'll say that certainly that's not considered a way of drinking, what would be the din, asked the Gemara, b'shifo feris, with a straw. They gave the soita to drink the mayim hamarim with a straw, mahu. What would be the halacha? Do we say derech shtir bekach, that that's a normal way of drinking, or ain't derech shtir bekach? Well, that's not considered a normal way of drinking, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. The Gemara doesn't come up with an answer to this question, what is the halacha of hishka b'shoferes? The Mefarshim, the Sefer Michas Knos, asks a question that we learned on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that why is the keli, why is the cup that's used to give the soita to drink made out of cheres, out of earthenware? So the Gemara says, he hishkos o yayim meshubach b'koisis meshubachim. She gave the person who she is suspected of having this inappropriate relationship to drink with these nice cups. Which is considered a very inferior type of keli. So we see, based on that Gemara, that there's a specific reason why to use kli cheres. So why is our Gemara asking the question that it should be acceptable, she should be able to drink b'siv v'shifaferis? So some of Farshim give a simple answer, that our Gemara doesn't mean to exclude the kli cheres. When the Gemara says the water was soaked up with a sponge, it means it was soaked up with a sponge from a kli cheres. Where the Gemara says she drank with a straw, it's with a straw from a kli cheres. Another pshat is that the halacha of drinking, that the soita has to drink from a kli cheres, is only l'chatchila. Certainly b'dieved, if she didn't drink from a kli cheres, it would still be considered a valid procedure. And the third teretz is, and this really speaks to the heart of the sugya, is just like a kli cheres is not considered an appropriate method of, it's considered an inferior method of drinking, so too, drinking with a straw, drinking through a sponge, is considered an inferior way of drinking. So the purpose of drinking from a kli cheres that the Gemara articulated on Daf Tes is certainly accomplished when she drinks with siv shoferes as well. So our Gemara, as we just learned, leaves this question with a teiku. It's interesting that the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha, which is usually the Rambam when he paskins in all of the shailas and all of the situations that are mentioned in the Gemara. And this situation, the Rambam seems to ignore. So Rav Shach, in the Sefer Avi Ezri, says that the situation of a soita is a situation of a suffix. And even though, but she is saying that she's innocent. So even though the Torah says that you have to go through the procedure since there was kinyus dira, he says that that's only if the question arises if the kinyus dira were done properly. But when there's a question on the actual drinking of the mayim hamamarim, when there's a question on the drinking of the mayim hamarim, the halacha is very different. There, since she's saying bari, that she's tohar, we accept her testimony and she's considered innocent, which is really a chiddush, because as the Gemara so many times in our Masechta says that there are glaim ledover. There's strong reason not to think that she's innocent because she had kinyus dira. So yes, maybe under normal circumstances where there's a suffix, we ought to be makel, especially when she's saying bori, that I'm innocent. But in a situation where we have kinyus dira, so we have reason to be machmer. So the Or Sameach, and Hilchas Asuri Biya, Perik Yudches Halacha Yud, says a very interesting teretz. He says that the truth is, the woman, like every person, has a cheskes kashrus. What is the issue over here? That since there was kini v'stira, that has diminished the cheskes kashrus. So let's think about this woman. This woman did not drink the mei saita in the normal fashion. But she doesn't know that. She doesn't realize that not drinking the mei saita, that drinking the mei saita with a sponge or with a straw may invalidate the drinking. And she still wasn't concerned and drank the mei saita anyway. Says the Or Sameach, isn't that a raya that this woman is indeed innocent? Because if she weren't innocent, she wouldn't have the courage to drink the mei saita. So therefore, he says, even though, yes, typically, when somebody drinks them, when somebody had kini v'stira, they're reglaying l'dava that she's tamei, here, we can rely on a cheskes kashrus, because she went ahead to drink. And that's why the Rambam will hold, says the Or Sameach, she's entitled to collect the ksuba, and she may go back to her husband, even though we're not quite sure what is the halacha when she drank in this not usual manner. But Rabbi Yoshev, in his Sefer on Masechta Saita, the Ha'oris on Masechta Saita, says in a very important teretz. And he says the reason the Rambam did not mention the halacha here is very deliberate. He says, because as we learned in the Gemara, the question here is this considered a derech shtiyah? It could be a derech shtiyah in one place and not a derech shtiyah in another place. It could be a derech shtiyah in one time and not a derech shtiyah in another time. That's why the Rambam didn't want to pass in the Shaila. Because derech shtiyah, you can't make up a hard and fast rule. Is this a derech shtiyah? It really depends. It really depends on the time and the place. And actually, this question, how does the halacha look at when somebody drinks something through a straw, has very many interesting halachic ramifications. Shailas halacha lemaisa. In the Shailas HaTshuvas, Torah Lishma, Simon Kuf Lamedalet. Somebody asks him, he has a problem, some sort of a problem with his mouth, with his teeth, and he can't drink in a normal fashion. Can he, on Pesach by night, when we have to drink the Dalet Kaisis, drink him through a straw? So he says, our Gemara ask the question, is this considered a derech shtiyah? So we see that it's not clear, is this considered a derech shtiyah? So, and he quotes the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention it as an issue. But the way we're learning now, according to Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, that it really depends on the time and the place, and that's the reason the Rambam omitted it. So it's like this. If we follow the Teretz of the Or Sameach, where Saita has a whole different situation, because the Or Sameach says the fact that the Saita had the courage to drink is a raya that she's innocent. That has, if we follow that approach, we can't use our Gemara to be an answer to the question if you could drink the Dalakaisis through, if you could drink the Dalakaisis through a straw. However, if we're saying like Rabbi Yoshev, that the Rambam is apparently learning that we have to look at the Minig HaMakom, so it seems that many people drink liquids, beverages, with a straw, and therefore it could very possibly be that it would be no problem to drink with a straw and be yotz to the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisus. The Shal's Tshuva is Tzara L'shma, Paskins, the L'chatchila, one should not drink the Dalet Kaisus with a straw, but the evidence are fine. Of course, we have to point out, as Tosfos does here, in Divrei HaMaskil by Rava, that Al Gemara should not be compared to the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis that discusses a situation where somebody ate matzah but wrapped the matzah in some sort of a wrapper, and that's how he swallowed the matzah, because there the matzah doesn't come in direct contact because there's that barrier, the item that he wrapped the matzah in. Here we don't have that issue. The Masham in Eir Chaim in Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Chof Dalet also discusses a situation where somebody, Rachman Slan, has a disease that he can't eat. He's being fed through a feeding tube, and that's how he's being nourished. And the question is, on Yom Kippur, should he avoid eating, if possible, obviously? Should he avoid eating, if possible, because this is considered eating? Or it's not considered eating, and therefore, the halachas that one should try to eat, to not eat on Yom Kippur, if possible, or if one needs to eat on Yom Kippur, he should eat the minimum, would that halacha apply over here? So there's a very big chiddush from the Masham. This is the Masham in the Hagos of Eir Chaim Simen Tuf Kuf Lamed Beis Sifkot and Gimel. He says a chiddush. He says, we know that the halacha is that on Shabbos we're not allowed to take medicine. He says a very big chiddush that you could take medicine through a straw. That's not considered a derech achila. And therefore, he says, as far as this situation as well, we could be more lenient. Of course, he says, if the person can eat less than a shear, that we should try to do so. But if not, he's much more lenient. The same Shaila, the Paiskim, discuss regarding making a bracha. Does one make a bracha when he is eating or drinking through a tube, through a straw? And the Michas Yitzchak in Chelik Gimel, Simon Yudches discusses the Shaila, and he says that certainly in a situation where one has a mitzvah to eat, for example, drinking the Dal Kaisus, or more so, eating matzah, where you make a bracha al achilas matzah, he's not quite certain that you could consider that a maisa achila. And he says a person who could only eat that way should not make the bracha on the mitzvah. Furthermore, he says that, interestingly enough, that the bracha rishona, the halacha, whatever the halacha is, the bracha of the bracha rishona and the halacha of the bracha achrona travel together. And therefore, he says that he paskins, you shouldn't make a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, b'yotze, by hearing the bracha from someone else. The Masham, in two places, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, discusses a situation where somebody needs to take a medicine, that the medicine has in it Yayin Stam Yenam, and he says, amongst the Haterim, because it's not just the Stam Yenam, and the medicine doesn't have a good taste, and it's obviously a medicine, although it's certainly obviously not a situation of a Chalashesh Besakana, because were it a situation of Chalashesh Besakana, there would be no discussion. And one of the Haterim, he suggests, that if you have to take such a medicine that's a liquid, that's not kosher, you should take it through a straw. Because our Gemara is teaching us that drinking through a straw is not really considered a maisa shtia, and therefore we could be more like, more lenient. And the same, he paskins in Helechei, Simen Yud, that we could be more lenient, certainly when it's only Nisad Rabbanon, when you're drinking through a straw. There is a lengthy tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Chelkas Yaakov, Chelek Or Chaim, Simen Nun Beis, about a person who's only eating through a tube. Does he make a bracha? And he makes it very clear that if there's no Hanos Goyren, if somebody is not eating in a normal fashion, you don't make a bracha. Because when we speak about a bracha, the Torah says, v'achalta. And achalta is not only if you ate in a normal fashion. And he says a very nice raya. He says that it's very clear that we don't make a bracha on medicine. So if the halacha of the bracha is dependent on eating, so hanos koyrin, you have to eat in a normal fashion. So taking a medicine is not considered a maisa achila. But if the bracha is dependent on you being satiated and you're being full, so when you take a medicine, first of all, maybe you're taking a lot of medicine, or even if you're not taking a lot of medicine, it may fill you up, and it certainly gives you nourishment. So we see that just like you don't make a bracha on medicine, so too, because you have to take, you only make a bracha when you eat something in a normal fashion, so too, any type of situation where you're not eating, where you're not eating in the normal fashion, for example, when you're eating through a straw, even though you have hanos mayov, it doesn't make a difference, and you would not make a bracha. He does, however, point out that even though you shouldn't make a bracha, not a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achrayna, the point of the bracha is to thank Hashem for the food that He gave us, and therefore that a person should certainly not make a bracha. Should personally should do, even though he's not making a bracha. It's interesting that I saw also a tshuva from the Shalos from Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Vav, which I think is very much in line with the approach of Rebbe Yoshev. He says, you know, it seems that the Paiskin that discussed this Shaila compare the situation where one is eating through a feeding tube versus one who's eating through a straw. But it seems from the Mishnah Lachos from Rav Nasha Klein's Zatzal that the two situations are not really the same. Drinking through a straw is certainly a fairly normal way of eating and drinking. And therefore, certainly Bizman Azeh, it would not be considered Shaloi Kederach Achila, and one should make a bracha. It's only on a feeding tube, which is certainly not the Kederach Achila. It's only, unfortunately, when someone is ill that he has to eat that way. That would be considered Shaloi Kederach Achila, and there you would indeed not make a bracha Rishon and a bracha Achrona.